AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Fresh out of prison after President Trump commuted his sentence for seditious conspiracy, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes visited Capitol Hill today. Meantime, Sagar Magane reports Trump critics are worrying about possible retribution.
President Trump's perceived enemies are not just worried about facing criminal prosecution. They have other fears, too, from things like trouble renewing passports to IRS audits to losing federal pensions and going bankrupt clearing their names. The new president's already revoked security clearances for dozens of former intelligence officers he believed turned against him. Just yesterday, he stripped Secret Service protection for former National Security Advisor John Bolton, whom Iran has threatened.
I thought he was a very dumb person, but I used him well.
Bolton tells the AP anybody who disagrees with Trump has to worry about retribution in some form. Joe Biden took the extraordinary step before leaving office of issuing preemptive pardons for Trump targets like Anthony Fauci, Mark Milley, and Biden's own family. Sagar Magani, Washington.
With some bipartisan support, the House has passed a bill requiring the detainment of unauthorized migrants accused of theft and violent crimes. President Trump's national security advisor has sent home about 160 National Security Council aides while the administration reviews staffing and tries to align it with Trump's agenda. Evacuations have been ordered for remote communities near a wind-driven wildfire in the mountains north of Los Angeles. The Hughes Fire broke out this morning and quickly burned through nearly 8 square miles. Red flag warnings in effect through Thursday. And that big winter storm has been breaking snow records across the Deep South, from Texas to North Carolina's Outer Banks. Brunswick, Georgia, Terry Frazier had to use a credit card to get ice off her windshield.
Hey, it worked.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street closed higher thanks to big gains from Netflix, Oracle, and other technology stocks. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 130 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.3%. Small company stocks fell. Netflix soared almost 10%. The streaming video pioneer added almost 19 million subscribers in the latest quarter as it beefed up its live programming, including 2 NFL games. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.61%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And Prince Harry's claiming victory after Rupert Murdoch's British tabloids apologized for decades of intrusion into his life and agreed to pay substantial damages to settle his lawsuit. News Group newspapers also acknowledged intruding on the life of his mother, the late Princess Diana. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.